the morning. 7:54 a.m. May the 1st, 2017. May Day. Hooray, hooray, the 1st of May. Grassy season starts today. So, yeah, I gave some pretty big hints yesterday, and sure enough, the book got published last evening my time, which is like 6 o'clock local. I think it got cleared. Amazon reported one sale by 8 p.m. and over 100 by the end of the day. So, yeah, clearly people getting the word. That's why the fact that I haven't told anybody till this morning, or when I did the blog post, and now I'm telling you guys. But I think Jamie was the first one to find it and posted it on the Facebook group. And then it started showing up everywhere. So thanks. I hope you enjoy it. This first 4-star review. Somebody dissatisfied with the loss of the everyman feel. Well, that's a bit of a problem. Because Ishmael has pretty much lost his way. So since the story is Ishmael's story, I'm staying with it. I'm staying with the story. I think it's the right story at the right time, but telling Ishmael's story just happens to intersect with a bunch of other things that are going on. So we'll see. I think it's a good book. It's up to you guys to tell me whether or not you agree. So today's going to be a frustrating day because I got stuff I need to do, stuff I want to do. But with a new release, I'm going to be distracted beyond recall over the course of the day today. I'm in a hurry to get back. I've already had my breakfast. About a 200 calorie omelet. And I've got a 9 o'clock therapist appointment. I should be back in time. It's 54 plus 20 is... what? 14? So I should be back by 8:15. And I only need 15 minutes to get to the therapist, so... I remembered to set up May in my bullet journal late last night, but I remembered to do it. And I need to get a couple of books off my table in terms of paperbacks. I need to get this South Coast Galley completed and resubmitted. Try to talk over dump truck. But focusing on South Coast, when I could be obsessively refreshing the pages for To Fire Called, that's a challenge right there. It doesn't do me any good to refresh it more than once an hour. That doesn't mean I'm not going to do it. It's maybe book 13, but I've done it enough times now to know that the fact that it's the 13th time doesn't make any difference at all. And of course the alarm went off at 8 o'clock, which shut off the recording. I'm yawning. I'm not exactly sure why I'm yawning. It's I got a decent night's sleep last night. That's loud. Somebody's working on maybe replacing a driveway or something over there. At any rate, I'm yawning. I'm gonna do it again. It's funny what a difference a day makes. You look at yesterday's picture and today's picture. Yesterday's picture with all the snow on it, today's picture. There's no snow, it's gone, it's completely gone. It was up to 60s yesterday. Any snow that might have been around pretty much evaporated. No, not really. There aren't any bugs out right at the moment. At least not where I am, so. It is gorgeous up. The blue sky, the sun is up. There's just a few clouds scattered around here and there. There's some lenticular. I guess they're more laminar. Cumulus clouds off to the south. Looks like there's some instability in the atmosphere off to the southwest, which is not too surprising because that's where the mountains are. Okay, let's go east. Oh, sun. Sun in my eyes. run up to it. Say it with me. Mock post. There. Back in shade. Funny, yesterday I was looking for sun to warm me up, and this morning I'm looking for shade because it's really hot. Even though it's 2 hours earlier. 3 hours earlier. So off we go. Trundle, trundle, trundle. Another month. I gotta get one or two of these projects off my table. I'm gonna have to get, because I know people are gonna be screaming for the paperback for Fire. I gotta get that done. I've heard back from Podium. I'm not sure what their scheduling is, but I'm sure Jeffrey will be getting the manuscript relatively soon. I suspect they're not going to get it out by mid-May, but they probably will have it out by mid-June. They're going to tell me what their release date is, so I can tell you. I'll be getting a statement from them soon, too. Ah, lilacs. There's a big planting of lilacs here on this side of the fence, right beside the sidewalk. They're quite fragrant this morning. Maybe because it's morning, I don't know. Quite floral. More indeed. So, I don't know what else I got to talk about today. I'm really distracted by the release. I'm really distracted by the excitement of it. It never gets old. It never gets old. Excitement. I've got I'm meeting Terry and Dave Robison for breakfast on Thursday morning, and then Sunday I'm doing an event at the library. I have to go look at the invitation to remember which library. And they're going to put up tables so I can sell books, but I'll probably take the leftover ashes with the bad cover and just give them away. And then I've got to get serious about inventory. I've got at least three people who want signed paperback copies that I don't have. I don't have the inventory to support. I have a few sets of Tanith. I don't think I even have a complete set of the shares anymore. I've got a guy who's been waiting for a year. Talk about customer service. I'm not very good at it, apparently. Turn northward here. There's a little breeze still. I wasn't feeling it because I was protected by the fences and stuff, but there's a little breeze out here. Water in the mud puddle. I don't see the ducks this morning. They may have decamped to someplace. A little duckier. More machines out here this morning somewhere. I hear it. I saw it earlier. The guy in his big red Toro. West Street. Across we go. Oh yeah, there he is down there. Okay. It's a beautiful morning. It's a sunny morning. It is a little bit cool. Unless you're standing in the sun or walking. Or walking in the sun. But it's a lovely spring morning. It's beautiful. But I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.